Let's go to Capitol Hill now, where there's a last-ditch effort once again to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and it appears to be gaining momentum in the Senate. Now, you'll remember that back in July, the GOP's repeal efforts failed pretty dramatically when Mitch McConnell couldn't find 50 Republican votes for it. But in recent weeks, some Republicans have been working on another bill that could get 50 votes. But there's a catch here. Because of Senate rules, the bill would have to pass by September 30th to enjoy a 50-vote threshold. After that, you need 60 votes, and that's certain doom if you want to repeal Obamacare in the Senate. Lisa Mascaro is congressional correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Lisa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana have this new bill that I'm talking about. Refresh us as to what exactly this last-ditch repeal effort does.
Senator Bill Cassidy has sort of been working tirelessly. You know, he's a medical doctor. This is an issue that is near and dear to him. He has been trying to build a plan that could gather support. Essentially, he's working off the past ideas that Republicans have put forward. You know, for Republicans, repealing and replacing Obamacare was always a great slogan, but was not a very well-defined actual policy. And so he is putting together a bill that would essentially take the tax revenue that is raised through the Affordable Care Act and distribute it more broadly to all states in the form of block grant monies that they could use to cover the patients in their states on Medicaid. It's seen by some as a more equitable way to cover more broadly folks in Medicaid. But, you know, these efforts in the past have shown us that there's just not enough money raised to cover as many people as the Affordable Care Act covers now. And so what you would be doing is taking funds away from the states that chose to expand their Medicaid coverage under Obamacare and passing it more narrowly through all 50 states. And that is certain to bring fewer Americans covered. As you remember, perhaps the original ideas that Republicans were coming up with were, you know, something like 20 million people would be losing their coverage under these efforts that Republicans are putting through. And this bill would likely have the same kinds of coverage gaps and leave more Americans uncovered.
So that's largely people on Medicaid, Lisa. What about people who get their insurance on the exchanges under the Affordable Care Act?
Right. Americans on the exchanges have been sort of living in a day-to-day situation because the Trump administration has wanted to cut back these subsidies, especially something called the cost-sharing reductions that are a second form of subsidy that really bring down the cost for the most low-income Americans that are having to buy insurance on their own. Every month, it's unclear whether the Trump administration is going to cut off these subsidies. It's creating a lot of havoc in the market. And under the Cassidy bill, these two would be reduced. And of course, the sort of main element of the Cassidy bill, as well as previous Republican efforts, would be to do away with the individual mandate, which is the requirement that all Americans carry insurance.
So Lisa, back in the Senate, though, we seem to be on some familiar ground here. Rand Paul of Kentucky is saying he's not voting for this, so we know that. But several other senators are leaning no, saying they're thinking about it. It's coming down to the wire. A lot of that feels pretty familiar to me. Where do things stand?
Now, you remember Republicans have a very slim margin in the Senate, and even with this special 50-vote rule that they're working at, they can only afford to lose three Republicans. You have the three who voted against it last time, Senator John McCain, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Senator Susan Collins of Maine. All three have different issues that they're working with, and this new bill may not bridge the gap for them. What's happening now is Lindsey Graham and Senator Bill Cassidy are really working with the state governors, trying to get the Republican governors in these states to show their support. You know, again, I will say, though, you know, John McCain is not one easily pressured, as we all know. We've seen him sort of act on his own. Senator Lisa Murkowski in Alaska faces very specific health issues to the state of Alaska, where costs are very high, much higher than in the rest of the country. It's going to be difficult to bring these senators on board for any plan and hold together this very narrow coalition.
One last chance for Senate Republicans to try to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Lisa Mascaro with the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
The
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.